This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
And as we said, Jimmy Carter coming up, and as we also said, brought to you by Crestview RV and Swertner Farm and Ranch. Man, there's a lot going on, Jimmy.
Well, it's Fat Tuesday, so happy Fat Tuesday to everybody who celebrates Mardi Gras or needs an excuse to drink. That will be today. You know, New Orleans,
there's that. Yeah,
it's kind of a boo-boo. The parades are on the street now. They've been on the street since sunrise. They wanted to get the floats off the street and the bands off the street before 10 a.m. because of the weather, impending possible wind and weather. They didn't want those winds blowing those, you know, parade floats all over the place and wanting people off the street. So a little
Jimmy,
bit weird.
I want to make sure you knew this. We've been acquainting our listeners with it all morning. It's been a long time since we had, you know, lots of gusts up to 55 miles an hour. That's happening all day here today. It gets more intense as the day goes on. That's unusual here, but it's what they're having there. It's got some danger to it.
Yeah, it's going to move across the Southwest and then into Louisiana, Mobile, particularly along the Gulf Coast, but going to get up, you know, at least 200 miles up, like as far maybe as Monroe and Vicksburg and Jackson and maybe Birmingham, Montgomery, those kind of, and then on into Macon. And, yeah, when you start getting 30, 40, 50-mile-an-hour winds, you have trees fall down. You have these, what do they call it, these trampolines. They call those the state bird in Alabama. That'll get airborne.
Oh, yeah. And, yeah, that would be a flying object.
There's several things like that you've got to really batten down, including garbage cans sometimes. So, anyway, it's kind of a, we don't know what's going to happen today. It's going to be more of a drier situation than most, but the winds are definitely going to kick up. This is a big speech night for Trump. I don't know if this has been on the books for a long time. It's not a State of the Union address, but it's a joint session of Congress. It's liable to be a dog and pony show. The Democrats have invited, well, one guy I know in particular is going. He got canned at the VA somewhere down in Florida, I think, or something, and he's a wounded veteran, and I think they weren't supposed to be letting those kind of people go, particularly if they were wounded combat veterans at the VA. So I don't know. Some of this laying off people, you know, that was done with an axe and a wind blower instead of just a scalpel has gotten some people that didn't need to be fired. But that's going to be revealed tonight. Just a little bit ago, I guess it was, I just saw it, and I thought I'd check the news earlier this morning. The Secretary of Defense has changed the name back to Fort Benning in Georgia.
In Georgia?
You know, it was always Fort Benning my whole life. Both my brothers were stationed there. I spent time there with my family over the years. My granddaughter's husband went to jump school, graduation there. I've been there all my life. And it went to change to Fort Moore, and the person it was named after recently is a great guy. He was a big hero in Vietnam. But what they did is they found a World War One veteran named Benning and changed the thing back to Fort Benning in honor of that particular veteran. So,
oh, so it's still complying technically. Oh, yeah. Hey, well, my mother, God rest her soul, would be very happy. She was stationed a bunch during World War II at Fort Benning. Well, good. Thanks for that news.
I spent so much of my life in and out of that place. And Victory Drive, for those anybody who's ever been stationed in the Army and knows about Victory Drive, that's the kind of the strip where all the fast food is and junk and pawn shops and just all kinds of things. Fort Benning, though, pretty massive place.
What city is that in?
Columbus, Georgia. It's actually a twin city of Phoenix City, Alabama, and Columbus, Georgia. It's big. It's where the paratrooper school is for the Army Infantry School. It's also, they moved from Fort Knox when they were combining bases. They moved armor down to Fort Benning, too. So it's a massive base. I mean, really, really. They shot the movie The Green Berets there. And that's where I got to meet John Wayne in gear. That was like, whatever, 66, 67. I was like 13, 14 years old and met him at the Camellia Motel that's not there anymore. But that was the location on the fringe of Fort Benning where they would go in and out every day. And it was where I saw, good Lord, Aldo Ray. No one remembers him, but he was in that movie. I saw John Wayne get out of a helicopter and met him. I didn't get to meet him, but I saw him. The fugitive, what was his name? David Jansen.
He was there. Yes.
And he was shooting the movie The Green Beret. He played a reporter. And he was there the night that The Fugitive ended and did a live broadcast, you know, with whoever, with Dick Cavett or whoever. I remember watching it. He was coming live from Columbus, Georgia, where he was making the movie. So a lot of cool stuff has happened in Fort Benning over the years.
And you say it's right by Phoenix City?
Yes, right across the Chattahoochee River.
Yeah, okay, help me real quick. I'm too young to have known about this, which is no excuse. And by the way, a phrase I don't get to use very often these days, I'm too young to know. Mm-hmm. Doesn't Phoenix City have some kind of sordid, ugly history or something like that?
Yeah, the mob ran Phoenix City. And after the war, in the late 40s, when the soldiers all came back, you know, they were all coming back, they had all the houses of ill repute and gambling stuff was over there.
Seems like I remember it was like a sin city of the South.
It absolutely was. And it's I think it's the only city, and I'm pretty sure about this, that American tanks ever rolled in the street because the military took it over.
Like Parade Day in Russia.
In the city.
Wow.
They declared martial law because they killed some mobster over there killed the governor, Patterson was his name. I don't know if he was governor at the time or not. I think he was. It was also a place where people would come from all over the country to get a quickie divorce. You would just bring your wife into there and say, what do you want? Divorce. Okay, good. Stamp. It was done. Didn't care what the reason was, but you could get a quickie divorce, and that got outlawed. But that was going on there. So there was a lot of monkey business going on in Phoenix City. And if you look at the state of Alabama, if you want to give it human features, it looks like the eyes are up around Fort Payne, and the legs are Mobile Bay. Baldwin and Mobile County looks like the legs of a torso, but then right there, the nose is Phoenix City, and they call Phoenix City the booger in the nose of Alabama. So,
yeah, I just remember the reputation. That's the first time I've heard.
Yeah.
Phoenix City referred to it a long
time. It's okay now, but the reputation was... In fact, there was a movie starring Jackie Gleason called The Phoenix City Story back in the 50s. It was it was legendary. It was infamous out there. All right,
I'm a big Gleason fan. I'm surprised I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's I know my Phoenix City history. That is really
you
crazy.
Do. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you. I shouldn't know that. That's kind of one of those things you just don't get out. Carl Dean dying, Dolly Parton's husband. That was bad, very sad. Did I ever see him? I don't know. I do have a lot of pictures of him posted on my Facebook page now that have come out in the last 24 hours. But, I mean, I ate at City Cafe in Brentwood. I rode by their house a lot. Never saw anybody coming and going. Never, if I saw him, he was an asphalt paver when I came to town there in the 80s. And then he moved into real estate, doing things with real estate.
Okay.
And never ran into him, but I think he's been sick for a little while, died at the age of 82, cause of death, not given, funeral coming up. They met at a real-life place, and when they do this Broadway play about her life, starting at the end of the day, I'm sure this will be a scene. They met at the Wishy-Washy Laundromat. It's still there, last time I checked, on Hillsborough Road, near Belmont and Vanderbilt. It's it's a laundromat. And she had gone and she had just moved there in 64 and was washing her clothes. And he was in there washing his clothes, and they met, and they got married pretty quick after that in Ringgold, Georgia. And he just decided he didn't like all that showbiz stuff at some of the early events that he went with her on. And so they didn't do it anymore. She wrote the song
"Jolene"
about him.
I didn't know that, but I'll have to check with my wife. But I am 99.9% sure that my wife and I spent about an hour in that laundromat 15 years ago near Brentwood.
Good, yeah. But it's not in Brentwood. Yeah. It's in it's in Nashville. It's at Hillsborough Road, which is goes all the way out to out there. But it's right just south. I'll get my directions messed up in Nashville. Just west of Vanderbilt. Just west.
I remember
of
it
Vanderbilt
being
campus.
An old, not very big strip center it was in. Is that right?
No, it's in. It's kind of
no,
by
okay.
itself. It's,
well, never mind.
It's on a corner. It's on a corner. There's room for about three parking, maybe four parking places, and that's it. Now, I haven't been there. I will make it a point of going by there next time I'm in that part of town, but I'm going to take a picture of it. But it might be a dry cleaners now, and not a washateria, but that may be part of it still. So anyway, so that was a real big, I know that's, my heart hurts for Dolly Parton. She is a great woman. We'll be back after these messages.
He buys and sells more head of cattle than anyone in America. From Swartner, Texas, fourth-generation cattle rancher Jim Swartner.
You know, I always like to thank people that are important to me and all the citizens of Texas. Today, I want to salute our ranchers and farmers. Without them, we wouldn't be here. They feed America. They risk it all every day, unable to control the price of beef, corn, fuel, or even the weather. Besides that, they have to ride the range every day to make sure cattle don't drown in the river or find a hole in the fence so they can get hit by a darn car. All that while feeding America. The next time you go to a supermarket, you can thank a farmer or rancher for providing you with the safest food on the planet. When you get ready to sell your cattle or corn, give us a call at 254-527-3342 in Swartner, Texas, or visit our partners at Lockhart Livestock Auction in Lockhart, Texas, with auctions every Thursday. And Texas ranchers are good for Texas. And if you're a truck driver that wants to be a bull hauler, call me directly at 254-527-3342, and we'll welcome you home.
Hi folks, Jimmy Carter here for Crestview RV. If you're new to Central Texas, you may not know about Crestview, but let me tell you, they've been getting people out on the wide open spaces since 1982. If you're looking for a camper from one of those little pop-up kinds, all the way to the big fifth wheel models, Crestview RV has you covered. They sell and service just about all kinds of RVs and travel trailers with three locations. From Buda to Waco, they're probably close to where you are. With all the comforts you're used to, you can travel anytime you want, home away from home. Get away to the lake, the beach, the desert, the mountains, wherever you want to go. Crestview can help you pick out the right camper or trailer so you can do what you want to do. And with available financing, they make it easy to follow your dreams on the open road. Like I said, three locations, Buda next to Cabela's in Georgetown, in Waco. You can find them online at CrestviewRV.com. That's CrestviewRV.com. And like they say, if their name isn't on the RV, you probably paid too much.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
7:53, now back with Jimmy Carter here on Page 2 on Mardi Gras Fat Tuesday. And as you've been hearing, Jimmy not only knows, as we say, everything going on, he knows everything that has happened, too. Back to Jimmy.
Jimmy Johnson, age 81, announced his retirement yesterday. I don't know why yesterday particularly. He was on a talk show, but it came up. Jimmy Johnson, former coach of the Cowboys and the University of Miami, and a very long-time person on Fox Sports since the mid-90s. He left for a little while, then he came back. But he's been with Terry Bradshaw, Howie Long, and others for a very long time. I always liked him. Did you always like Jimmy Johnson?
Absolutely. Clearly, you know, great Hall of Fame coach, you know, already and all. But, you know, Texas boy, you know, Port Arthur. And he's remained kind of true to those roots, except that, of course, he lives in Key West. And anybody can go to where his boat is and where his restaurant is right there on US 1. It's not far from his, you know, pretty modest but nice house right there on the water. I want to share this with you real quick. I happened to catch the last of the season show for, you know, that Fox show prior to every, you know, Sunday football. What's it called? NFL Sunday or whatever.
Yeah, they're all about the same to me. I can't keep up the name.
Yeah, but they did this, which they have a lot of features in that. And they said something about it wasn't very, you know, it wasn't contrived. Said, you know, we're looking back over the season and, you know, we're proud of our team or whatever. And they said, but, you know, maybe we don't always give enough attention to the accomplishments and the contributions of Jimmy Johnson. And then they do what, you know, you in the business, Jimmy, call a package that I'm telling you was 4 minutes long.
Hmm.
And it was really good.
I think.
And
I
when
saw
they
part
came
of that
back,
too.
You saw it. Yeah. When they came back, Jimmy was crying, and they said, "You know, he's been with us since day one, Jimmy Johnson." And then they finished, and we're going to a break. And as he went to the break, I noticed that all of the guys on the panel, Michael Strahan, Howie Long,
we're all giving him a hug and also everything.
Terry Bradshaw got up. You saw it. And hugged him, and I said, "He's gone." What's significant
maybe
about that?
Maybe they all knew he was gone, and he just decided to talk
about
it.
Oh, yeah.
Now, the next coach, they're going to need another coach because they've gotten Gronk, you know, in there now. He is, recent years now, a full-time member. And it looks like the coach that they want is Sean McVay of the Los Angeles Rams, but he is not ready to quit football yet. So
he's pretty young, too, yeah.
Yeah, and they want they
he'd
need,
be good.
But he's. I think he's pretty much maybe ready to go that direction. Jimmy Johnson was much younger, too, when he started there. He was around 50, you know.
Yeah, what 40, is he now?
50. 81 now.
Jimmy, I was going to say, I think this was significant in a different sense. Jimmy is different, and I could tell he didn't want to be one of those guys that had a big goodbye, and that's just kind of how they seem to do it. Without it didn't even really hint it. I just put it together.
Well, you know, they also never told him when he was going to get the Hall of Fame thing. They let that surprise.
Oh,
you
I
know,
remember
they
that
surprised
now.
Him
yeah.
on the show
yeah.
because they know he wouldn't have liked that hoopla there. So they kind of have to throw some hoopla on him now and again. Well, I think a lot of people are curious about what Trump is going to do tonight, how the Democrats are going to respond. A few of them who were the closest to Biden, I know Chris Coons is one of the – some of those are talking about not going at all. But then the guy who is the, you know, Republican, I mean, Democratic leader, he says he wants people to be there. And some people are inviting guests, some Democrats are, and so we'll see what they're going to do and how they're going to get past that.
I was going to say, how would they get them? They're not going to get speech time, but...
No, you know, but they'll just, you know, it's like you show people, it. And you know, just going to, and I don't know if they're going to yell or, you know, who knows? This thing could be anything. Wheels could come off the bus. The tariffs start today. We'll see. The stock market has not reacted lovely to this, but it's kicked in for all those countries today. Stocks did a pretty good loss on Monday. We'll see how if it bounced back at all today, but the tariffs, that's the big opening day for all that is today, and that's going to be that along with whatever else is they can throw at us. You know, the Fort Benning thing was just sauce on the goose as something that's always going on, and Trump is not happy with college protests. There's some anti-Semitic college protests going on, so I'm not sure. There were 7 Tesla charging stations set on fire. They were definitely arson as they continue to blow back on the demands. These were in Massachusetts that they were intentionally set on fire. Democrats indicated violence against Elon and his companies. So a lot going on out there in this crazy world.
Yeah. On one of those subjects, really, to let you go, the President Trump this morning threatened to halt all federal funds to any educational institution that allows what he calls illegal protests. And he vowed that agitators... the protesters better be unmasked, and if they violate the law, they better be imprisoned. But particularly, he's referring to the disruptive, as he terms it, anti-Israel and pro-Hamas demonstrations that we've seen in the past that are apparently cropping back up pretty big.
So haven't you?
Barney Fife said, nip it in the bud.
Haven't you had some of those on campus?
Oh, in Texas, yeah, we had a bunch, yeah. Yeah.
So we'll and then see if that gets cranked up again. But again, there's going to be a lot. We're going to be looking for whether he talks about buying Greenland again. We're going to hear, you know, some of the other things that could be extremely controversial. It's going to set out of where he is going, and we'll see if, and they got Bernie is going to do something online, Bernie Sanders. There will be a Democratic response, and I don't, it's Senator Elisa Slotkin, Democrat from Michigan. They have placed her as the Democratic response that will come shortly after. Schumer calls her a nothing short of a rising star in the group. So look, keep an eye on Elisa Slotkin.
Oh, real quick, the ratings finally got back yesterday on the Oscars.
Yeah, they're decent. Boy, 18 million. You know,
it's down 7%. Down 7%.
But
which is
still the highest rated primetime entertainment for the year. So, I mean, everything is down. You know, there's not a television show that's showing that's up.
That's true.
Everything
that's
is
true.
Down.
However, Undaunted, I predicted with some of the changes and even though the films were not known by most people, that this one was going to do better than last year. So I'm glad I didn't bet it.
It's just nothing can do better. That's the problem, except for sports.
Yeah, I see.
That's the only bright light in all of this. It's just, you know, this one had a brick on top of it because nobody had seen the movies. But the demographics were actually up from the year before in 18 to 34, and in 18 to 49, highest rating in 2 years on that. But still... Overall, now 104 million total social interactions on the internet made it the number one most social TV program this season. Actually, more than the Super Bowl. So, again, it's all about digital. It's all about, you know, that.
Very good. Jimmy, we'll look forward to tomorrow. As always, thanks for the enlightenment and entertainment this morning for the Jimmy Carter Report. Brought to you by, as we said, Jim Swertner. He's in Swertner, Texas. You know where Swertner, Texas is? Just north of Gerald's. Big signs on the road say Swertner, Texas, next exit. Get off and go east. There you are. I don't know. Don't show up without an appointment, but that's where they are. You just see miles and miles, square miles of cattle and ranching. That's all our friend Jim. And also Crestview RV, Buda, Georgetown. And they do have another location, actually. in Hewitt over by Waco. Crestview RV and our friend Mike Regan. All right, back with more. So much more to come and cover here on Fat Tuesday. It's 95.9 Austin's Texas Country.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.